And now another sign of tight times as seen through a hunter's gunsight. The population of elk is exploding at Rocky Mountain National Park in northern Colorado. And wildlife officials there decided to shoot or cull a number of the creatures. Park rangers expected controversy, after all. Environmentalists are suing to stop the hunt. What they didn't expect was the flood of hungry people, thousands of them, applying to get the free meat. Kirk Siegler of member station KUNC has the story.
When wildlife officials decided to hold a lottery to distribute the elk meat, they thought a couple hundred people would apply. Instead, they got 5,247 applicants and had to close the lottery after just a few days.
Oh, I was flabbergasted.
That's Larry Rogstad. He's with the Colorado Division of Wildlife. He's so surprised because the lottery was barely advertised, but Rogstad says hunters do talk a lot, and the park's plan to cull elk was highly publicized. And then there's the meat.
There are a lot of people out there who really like elk meat, and elk meat is high-quality meat, very healthy.
Hunter Mike Mangelson loves his elk meat. It's one of the reasons he applied for the lottery.
You know, I had steak for dinner last night, elk steak for dinner last night, and it's good meat.
Mangelson had also just finished up an elk burrito when I reached him over his lunch hour. A hunter himself, he says he's not disappointed that he didn't win any of the elk up for grabs. He just appreciates that the meat isn't going to waste.
You know, rather than just throwing them over the edge of a cliff or into the landfill.
Especially now, he says, when so many people are struggling to make ends meet. The economy may also be behind the flood of applicants, says Colorado State University professor Mike Manfredo. He studies the human dimensions of wildlife management decisions.
I'll tell you this. I shot an elk this year and got 160 pounds of boned out meat. So that's a lot of meat to last for the winter. It translates into economic value.
Manfredo says most people hunt to save money. Elk meat is pretty expensive if you buy it in the grocery store.
All this stuff right here, it's all natural. Pretty good stuff.
At this Sunflower Farmers Market, a natural foods chain in Denver, there's a small selection of elk tucked away between bison and ostrich.
No, I don't see the elk go very quick.
Meat manager Ross Cook Golish says that's probably because ground, it's $5.95 a pound.
Yeah, you hunt for that. You go hunting for that. I mean, that's what we've always done.
The Park Service ended the elk culling operations after only 33 animals were killed, but the culling is a 20-year plan. The only thing standing in the way of all those hungry people signing up for more free elk? A lawsuit to stop the culling. Environmentalists want the National Park Service to reintroduce wolves, who, unlike hunters, are the elk's natural predators. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Siegler.